Welcome to the St. Xavier Coach's Corner. I'm Will Riley with my co-host, colleague, best friend, mentor, mentee, future New York Times bestselling author, and soon-to-be five-time state champ, Steve Specht.
My dear friend, Will Riley, how are things in the Big Apple?
They're good. And just, you know, as the podcast audience grows, you know, I'm thinking freshman parents, prospective students, celebrities out in New York where I live. I'm Will Riley. I'm a graduate of 2009, scout team quarterback of 2020, which was odd. And I'm honored to be bringing the podcast here. And we have a special guest and a podcast first. So for our dozens of listeners, we have a student, a real live teenager, co-host, Gordy. Introduce yourself.
What's going on, audience? I'm Gordy Solfstead. I am a senior. Senior student, player slash coach, and I'm glad to be on the podcast today.
I love it. I love it. So well. Let's let the audience in on the worst kept secret in the world. Gordy, a tremendous football player and a great kid and a great student, and represents the long blue line as the best of them. Is on his way to Notre Dame. He's going to play football at Notre Dame on a full scholarship, and unfortunately tore his ACL in our second scrimmage against Colerain. So he, in the midst of his misery and his suffering and my misery and my suffering, let me throw that in there, he decided to co-host with us. So he's our fourth best friend, and that made it all better. I feel better about life now that Gordy's joining us.
Now, Gordy, it's true. We now have as many best friends on the podcast as Coach Specht has state championships. So that's scary. That's the stat of the day.
I mean, that's awesome.
Now, Gordy, some people are asking, did Coach Specht do something to you? He's been real upset about this. Are you faking to get back at him?
So, I was just about to tell him that I'm ready to come out this Friday for the Centerville game. I was playing tricks on him this whole time. I didn't want to start off with the Lakota West game. I wanted to start off at Centerville.
Yeah, build a little adversity, make the narrative a little better.
It's exactly what I was doing.
Nice.
He walked into my office, Will, and I was in fetal position, sucking my thumb, rocking back and forth after I found out he has torn his ACL, and he felt bad, and I think that's why he just said that.
Yeah. Well, Gordy, we're excited to have you. We're going to have lots of great segments. I think you're going to keep Coach Specht hip and young. You know, it was hard to do it by myself. I'm a little disappointed at your tech ability so far, where it took you 30 minutes to get the audio right, which makes,
surprisingly and not a great tech guy, but I guess we'll figure it out along the way.
Yeah, between you and Coach Specht, it actually takes longer to set up for the podcast than it does to just record it.
You should just record us trying to set it up. That should be part of the podcast.
Yeah, that's a different podcast. That's an after-hours podcast that I host personally,
The bloopers.
Yeah. That's like my ticket to heaven. It's like, remember how patient I was with these people?
So I got. Hey, Will. In all fairness, I figured it out pretty quickly tonight.
You did. You were getting better, Gordy. Pretty bad.
You have been on this way more than I have.
This is true.
But in teenage years, you being on this for 10 minutes is like a lifetime of Coach Specht being on.
Well, I mean, in fairness, Coach Specht has been alive, with technology longer than I have.
So. Oh man, this was a bad idea. We should have never.
Gordy, that's pretty good. That's true. He's been alive. Right. When you've seen the full stack technological progress from electricity to the light bulb to
he's been
the
here
airplane
since candles. Full electric.
Yeah. So again, for all of our new listeners, this is really just a time where we get to honor one of the great educators, St. Xavier High School Coach Specht.
It's a roast. I'm being roasted.
All right, well, Gordy, we're glad to have you here. Let's get into the pod. Before we move on to this week, we got a recap, even though it was a tough loss. Coach Becht, give us your initial thoughts. Week one, what did you learn about the team that you didn't know before?
Well, I know that when you play great competition year-round like we always have, you learn a lot every week about yourselves. I thought Lakota West was as good as advertised. I think defensively, especially defensively, they're very talented. Their front seven is big, physical. They run great. I mean, they've got at least two power five. They've got a linebacker that's committed to Purdue, and they got an outside linebacker that's a junior that is as explosive a young kid as I've seen. They're just a good football team, and I was proud of the way our kids battled. We fought hard. We had a chance at the end. You know, you lose 17-13, but you're in the game. And, you know, you got to clean up all the mistakes, Will. We made way too many mistakes, some of which were caused by Lakota West because they're just that good, and some of which were self-imposed. But we're going to get better. We learned a lot about ourselves. I love the way the kids competed. We just got to get better.
What was something that surprised you about your team in a positive way? I mean, was there anything where you're like, oh, you know, I hadn't really thought this would be a strength, but now there's a little bit of light at the end of a tunnel where you're like, maybe this is the identity of the 2024 St. Xavier High School Bombers?
Well, I think after doing this for 36 years, you're never surprised by anything. I was pleased by how hard the kids competed. I think that's the most important takeaway for me. Is that they never gave up. They didn't quit. We got, you know, you go back and you look at the game and you look at mistakes here or there and you think we had Lakota West third in a million and they chuck a ball in the end zone and they tip it up and it's a touchdown. You know, let me say this. If Gordy would have been in there, he would have sacked the quarterback and it wouldn't have mattered. And so we should blame him. I blame Gordy for
my fault.
I as well was going to bring this up. Gordy, how many people have you had to apologize to for single-handedly losing that game?
Oh, man. Oh, man. It's the whole school is mad at me right now. I'm in the halls, and I'm just dodging
glances.
Oh, my gosh. Teachers are giving me, handing me Fs out.
Fail him.
It's just failing me.
Good to know. Gordy, what is it like? You know, I mean, you know, you're young, you know, you got all this life ahead of you. I know having like your senior year sort of taken away from what you thought it would be is really hard. What was it like Friday kind of being there, settling in after your injury and getting to watch, you know, your friends? Was it hard? Was it still exciting for you? A mix of emotions? How was that?
I would say it was a bit of both because it was definitely hard, like watching it because I'm envisioning myself out there making plays and that was definitely a hard part of watching Friday night because I was really looking forward to this game especially. And but what took away that, like, you know, sad feeling was coaching my D-line up the whole game. Like I was getting into it on the sideline. I threw my crutches aside and I was getting into it. But, I mean, that definitely helped get through that night was being there for my teammates and, you know, coaching them up.
Now, Coach Becht, I want to hear your thoughts a little bit on some people are saying you guys, you know, you score a touchdown with what was it, like 2 minutes left, a minute 30 left in the fourth quarter.
Something like that, Will.
And this was submitted by a fan, this question. They wanted to know if you missed the PAT intentionally so that you had no choice but to go for the win had you recovered the onside kick. And that was brought to you by Francis Xavier, 1831.
That is a horrible
from our fan.
That's terrible.
That was secretly Coach Beck commenting that so he could say how smart he was.
Yeah, but Coach Beck, did you miss that on purpose? Did you tell them miss it on purpose so that way no one's tempting me to kick a field goal for the tie?
There was way too much pressure, Will. I knew there would be pressure to have to tie it with a field goal, so. Yeah, there's some method to that madness. I'm just not sure what it is.
I respect that. We're going to do one of our segments that was a fan favorite a few years ago. I don't have the audio for it yet, but I will. But we're going to do Tweet Thoughts by Steve to fit to round out the Lakota West experience before we move on to the next opponent. So for those that are new to this, Coach Specht loves Twitter.
I hate this segment. He's
one of the guy that has multiple accounts, some of which are his, some of which are kind of ghost accounts, so he can like chirp at students and other coaches, the OHSAA, but they don't know it's him. And so since that's kind of Coach Beck's creative outlet, I thought it would be best if when I ask him to recap last week, I'll ask him about some of the plays, and he only has a tweet length to respond to it. So Coach Beck, that's 140 characters, as you know, to respond to your guys' first touchdown of the year, an 8-yard run by Chase Herbstreit.
Thumbs up emoji.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, see, well, you don't know. I'm starting to get involved in the 21st century.
That's good.
And I have learned how to do heart emojis and repost.
Oh, okay. So maybe maybe your answer to that is you retweet the WCPO highlight.
Oh, see, I don't know that. I'm not good at I can't copy and paste those things, but I have figured out how.
Next tweet thought is Lakota West blocks a punt.
Bummer. Not good.
Trey Barnett catches a 22-yard pass that was tipped and launched from 60 yards away.
Lakota West
goes up by seven.
You've got to be kidding me.
Did he catch it? I couldn't see on the broadcast.
No. He did not catch that.
I'll defer to Gordy on that one.
Yeah.
I saw enough angles of it.
It was rigged. We were on the road.
Yeah. The grass is a little longer at Balaban Field.
we have field turf, Will Riley. Note to self.
The
RDI Stadium has field turf. Special
tweet
thanks to
by Steve. Lakota West kicks a 40-yard field goal.
How did that happen? Before the game, and I have to correct myself on my 140 characters, but Coach Bolden and I were talking, and he was telling me how the kid has a great leg, but he's way too inconsistent. Why wouldn't he be inconsistent on that field goal attempt? Like, seriously, come on. I went over my characters. I'm frustrated.
There's a tweet thread. That's what that's called. Multiple tweets if you can respond. All right, we got two more tweet thoughts by Steve. Chase Herbstreit, 2-yard run to go down by eight. Or sorry, down by four.
It wasn't a 2-yard run. It was a quarterback sneak from the half-inch line.
What is the difference? In the box score, it was a 2-yard run. That's your tweet thought.
No, what was more impressive was his scramble. Man, he scrambled for I don't know how many yards, probably 50, 40 yards. But he showed a little wiggle, showed a little athleticism, a little explosion. I was excited about that. So here you go. That's a good takeaway, is that we may have found another running weapon in young Mr. Herbstreit.
And clocks hit triple zeros. What's your tweet thought by Steve?
On to Centerville.
And that was tweet thoughts by Steve. We're a little rusty. We haven't done it for like three seasons.
That's a terrible segment. No one likes that segment.
Just get Coach Specht hyped up.
No one likes that segment.
Do the cool kids still use Twitter?
Yes, I do. So
okay. How many followers do you have?
He's the cool kid.
Can you retweet this to get? Yeah, that's true. I should have qualified that first.
I'm sure not as much as Coach Beck, but
what's that? Followers?
You probably have more than me.
I don't. Why would I? Nobody follows me. They need to follow the podcast.
There is Coach Beck, you have 2,000 followers, and
you have more than me. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I'm looking at you right now.
I don't have 2,000 followers.
You're right. You have 2,070. Gordy only has 1,295. Embarrassing.
Yeah. I should just delete Twitter.
No, Gordy, don't do that because now that you're on the pod, it is going to skyrocket.
Oh, so I'm going to start just new followers every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to be more, I was thinking, you know what we've done in the past, Gordy, with some kids that have committed to play college football is at certain times of the year, we have them decommit and then recommit on the same podcast. That way,
I'm pretty sure I did that last year.
Yeah, I think you did.
I'm pretty sure I committed somewhere and then decommitted.
Yeah, and then recommitted. And I feel like ESPN never gave Coach Speck and I the credit. So, well, maybe bring that up with the folks in South Bend. Just something to think about. I know you've been there for negative days, so you probably got a lot of pull.
Yeah.
We bring that up next time.
They'll be mad about decommitting.
But then you recommit right away.
Yeah. So
then they'd be happy again.
I'm just going to cause a stir?
Well, yeah, that's showbiz, baby.
I like it.
Wow.
Coach Specht, the first question I have about Centerville. So to all of our listeners, this week the Bombers play the Centerville Elks. And my first question.
Elk is plural, Will. So you know that.
So I do. So my first question is, you were an English teacher. Is there some extra fuel on the fire because their mascot is Elks and it should be Elk?
Where does that come from? You know, as an English major, I'm a little disappointed in that, Will Riley. They should not be the Elks. They are the Elk.
But that's, right? Well, they should be the Elk, but they are the Elks.
But that's not a thing.
So I looked it
up. Or
is
it? Is it a thing?
Apparently, you can be either. Now, I think they should put an apostrophe to make it possessive. Like, this is the Elks football. The Elks own the football.
But that's not what they're doing.
No, Gordy, it's not. But what I'm saying is,
that's not cool.
Is Elks, I did a little research before the pod, and it is plural. Or it can be used. And so my question, Coach Beck, are you using this as motivation this week for, is this locker room material? Are you hanging this up in there? Saying that they're disrespecting your coach. Gordy, are you using this to fire the boys up? They know Coach Beck's an English guy. And they're saying, we don't even care. We're just going to be the Elks. Have you thought about using that, hanging it up in the locker room?
Boy, that's some motivation, Will Riley. No, we haven't thought about that.
That might need to come up in the captain's meeting. Yeah, coming up in the captain's meeting tomorrow.
Okay. Good. All right. Good. I think good you can really build this narrative. Gordy, I'm not very good at things, but I am really good at making mountains out of molehills and making things up. And I feel like this could be a good way to fire the boys up and be like, look.
You're good at interrogating.
They know. They know. And they did it anyways.
They did it. They're not even the Elks. They're the Elk. There's only one Elk. No, it's plural. I'm so confused right now.
One of my favorite, no one believes me, but Gordy, I graduated in 2009, and I like to think that, you know, memes, do you know what a meme is?
Yes.
Thank God. Coach Beck, do you know what a meme is?
Strangely enough, Will Riley, I do.
Okay. I'm dead serious when I say that St. X was, like, we were doing memes in high school before the internet, pretty much, by, like, we'd print off around the school to get everyone hyped up. We'd print things off and we'd hang them up. Yeah, we'd do paper memes.
Wow.
And one of them I remember was the Centerville's is Elks is his footballs. And I thought that was hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
That's funny. Yeah. That's good.
But but Centerville, awesome place, awesome school, great football program. So I'm just, if you're listening, I'm not trying to be provocative. It is just a question that I have. And I am almost certain that I'm incorrect here. So let's just make sure that's out there. But Coach Beck, tell us a little bit about the Centerville Elks.
Oh, you're the best, O'Reilly.
Thank you.
Long great tradition. It's a great football tradition. A lot like St. X, long blue line. They care about the program. They care about the kids. They care about the football. And this year's team is no different from the past few teams that they've had. They're very aggressive defensively. They give you a lot of looks, a lot of blitzes, a lot of movement. They'll give you odd fronts, even fronts. They'll give you multiple coverages. They do an awful lot. We only saw really one scrimmage game, obviously, and one game tape, but they've got some playmakers. They've got athletes. They've got big physical kids. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be – I'm real excited about seeing how we grow from week one to week two. That's my – what I'm hanging my hat on right now is, as boring as I am, Will Riley, I'm always worried about improvement. Are we getting better? And as long as we're getting better, the wins take care of themselves. It's a big test for us, so.
Where are you hoping to see your team grow the most? I mean, it's like Sanex wins if you guys grow where?
Well, we got to offensively, I want to see us run the ball. We had spells Friday night where we moved the ball on the ground, but if we're going to be successful this year and have the kind of success we want to have, we've got to be able to run the ball. So that's the major focus for us right now is that ground game. And defensively, we talked about it. They had a couple of just fluke plays against them. I thought that we played really well most of the game, and we had a couple of breakdowns here or there. So consistency. But ultimately, what I want to see is our kids playing really hard. I was a little disappointed in our special teams. There were a number of plays that you have to question effort, and we challenge the kids on it. So we want to see a lot of improvement on the special teams. And that's probably the biggest area of improvement I'm hoping to see is that the improvement on the special teams part of the game.
Now, Coach Becht, another question I have is the Centerville Elks football helmet, their decal. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
The one that has Elks?
No, it has some of them have like different types of stripes. And I was wondering if you know what that's about. Like, why do they do that?
I have no idea, Will Riley. Why would I have any idea about that?
I don't know. This is right up there with why. Like, remember when Tim Banker told us that when he pointed out that, I think it's Indianapolis Cathedral, they do somersaults. Onto the field, and then that's all I could watch the whole game.
Yeah.
These are the questions that we need to get this podcast syndicated to other regions. I mean, it is because it's on the internet. So this is actually, Gordy, I mean, I don't want to make you nervous, but literally you can download this from anywhere in the universe that's connected to the cloud. But I want to know, Centerville, like they have different taping on their helmets. It's kind of cool, but I don't know what it is. Another question I have for you about Centerville, Coach Becht. Did you know, and I don't know if they still do this, they used to have a full tackle alumni game. Have you ever thought about doing that?
Oh God, no. in this day and age, everybody talks about things like that, and it immediately goes to liability. I have to call Steve Hill. Steve, do we have insurance for this? Is the school covered on this? I just had this conversation. It's crazy, but drone video, that's the new thing. So for our avid 18 listeners, teams fly drones, and the video you get of games and practices is unbelievable with a drone. Well, man, we had to go through more conversations with Steve Hills, who was our insurance guy, and Jerry Bowman, and just to find out if we're allowed to use this. And I said, dude, this is like technology, and I know nothing about technology, but this is the next thing. So let's figure this out. So the long story short, at least we are using drone video now, Will Riley.
What kind of drone do you use?
A little one.
Gordy, do you know what kind of drone it is?
I could not tell you. Oh my God. I do like the idea of the alumni football game. Notre Dame does that.
Notre Dame, and they have people that are professional athletes and total scrubs, like Gordy.
Yeah, I don't.
Walked into it.
All right, there you go.
Sorry. Okay, wait. Do they really have an alumni game?
Yeah.
Like what a whole.
It looks a little dangerous. There's like 80-year-olds out there.
Seriously,
it's insane.
So if I were a Notre Dame graduate, Will Riley, I could go back with my leather helmet and play in that alumni game, right?
Wow, I didn't know that. We got to get Luke Massa back. We got a lot of Notre Dame. We could honestly probably put together like a St. X Notre Dame alumni team that I think could be pretty dangerous.
That's funny. We need to we'll get into – we won't do it tonight, obviously, but we need to get into Gordy's recruitment and his story and his journey, which was very cool, and ultimately how he ended up. Yeah. I'd love to get Luke on here as well to talk to you about his experience at Notre Dame, or even the Solmans, the Solman brothers. Get them on here, Will. Look, we got – look, we're dropping
Marty
names.
Marty Mooney.
Marty Mooney. I just we just get Marty on. Beautiful. This is – we got it. We got it going now, Will Riley.
So Centerville. So that was a great question because, you know, we were kind of bouncing back and forth to listeners. That's when the real magic happens. You know, Coach Specht, I just want to talk X's and O's, and Coach Specht always goes off on these tangents. I'm pretty laser focused. But so you would never consider an alumni football game tackle football. What if our listeners write in and there's 50 alumni and they're like, we will each give you $10 million to endow the program if you run an alumni football game? Would you say yes?
I'm pretty sure if that happened, we would have an alumni football game.
Okay. Send the flyer out. It is not impossible. That's all I was trying to get to. That's a kind of classic interview tactic, is I'm getting you to admit that something is possible that you previously said was not.
You know what? I know they do. We do the swimming event where alumni come back and compete in the pool. And I think soccer does an alumni. I don't know. I'd be open to it. Absolutely, I'd be open to that. That'd be a lot of fun. I wouldn't play in it, but I'd be open to it.
I would be curious the number of people that would want to sign up versus actually show up. I feel like you'd have some.
It's not golf. It's not golf, Will Riley.
Yeah, right, and it's not swimming. I mean, someone would get hurt.
Exactly.
Coach Beck, another question about Centerville Elk. Can you name – they have had several famous Ohio State players play for them. Can you name any of them?
Well, obviously, Kirk Herbstreit.
The connection to your quarterback, Chase.
Absolutely. I think the linebacker –
house divided.
Yeah, this week at least. That's funny. Let's see who was a linebacker, the all pro linebacker that played at Ohio State, was a great player. I know, what's his name?
AJ Hawk.
Tony
that's
Hawk.
AJ Hawk.
Oh, Tony Hawk. Oh god.
Tony Hawk. Someone said Tony Hawk.
That's a skateboarder.
That's a skateboarder.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't he on Pat McAfee podcast?
Yes.
Tony Hawk or AJ Hawk?
Yeah, I got it.
So I can't remember what
Someone
I heard.
Said it was Tony Hawk. I swear it was Tony Hawk.
No, well, Tony Hawk's a skateboard guy. I even knew that.
I know that. I'm asking if Tony Hawk is on the Pat McAfee podcast.
No, I don't know.
That's AJ Hawk.
AJ Hawk. Okay, yeah. AJ Hawk, the linebacker for Ohio State.
No, Will, did he graduate around your year?
I think he was a few years before.
Because I remember watching film. This is how old I am. I remember watching film of him as a sophomore at Centerville because I think we were playing Wayne or somebody. And I remember thinking, that kid is great. And then he went on to do everything he did. But no, he jumped off the screen in films. But yeah, that's funny. Those would be the only two I would remember. Who else is on that list?
Michael Bennett.
Was he a lineman? Offensive lineman?
Mike Nugent.
Kicker.
The kicker.
The place kicker. I'll be darned.
Mike Nugent?
He was a great kicker. Great kicker.
So, Coach, yeah, he was incredible. So, Coach Specht, we're winding down here. One of the segments that, since you're so into tech and you're so savvy, this is called Keyboard Shortcuts. So, I'm going to ask you about a keyboard shortcut, and then you're going to tell me what you're going to do on your football team that's like similar to the keyboard shortcut. So for example, control C, control V. You taught me that earlier.
Oh, I do know that one.
What are you going to copy and paste from last week that you're going to do this week? See what I did there?
What are we going to we're going to copy and paste the touchdowns that we scored multiple times. There you go. Okay. Control C, Control V. I do know those.
All right. Control X.
What does that do?
That's when you cut something. You can paste it later if you want. Like, you can bring it back. Like, you're not saying no forever, but you are cutting it out. So it's like copy and paste, but you like delete it first and then you can paste it. So what's something you think you should, like, you're not going to do as much this week. Maybe it's run as much, pass as much, blitz as much, but you might bring back later in the season. What's something you're going to control X and then maybe control V later?
That's interesting. Because when you say control X and I cut things out, I would immediately look to cut out the blocked punt, the mystery touchdown in the end zone, and I would not want to bring those things back, O'Reilly. I don't want to search. I don't want to search history.
If I did that, I would just have said delete, but I didn't. So what's something that you think you'll try less of this week, but you're not? You're just kind of putting it on the back burner.
Well, I think we'll try less. We threw the ball too much, and that can't be our MO this year. I don't think that's who we are. We've got to run the ball better, as I said. So I would control X how much we threw, but there's going to be a time we're going to need to bring it back at some point. So there you go.
That's great. And last All one, right. Control F. What are you trying to find?
You realize I'm doing this now when you say this. I'm doing it on my computer just to see what happens.
Do not hit Command Q or you will exit the podcast.
Where did he go?
Control F. What are you trying to – and this is good. I'm teaching you. We're teaching the listeners, all the freshmen that are going to tune in that are just getting used to technology. Gordy, who doesn't know technology apparently.
I did not know any of this except for Control V. Yeah, do that.
Pretty good.
There you go.
All right, so control F, Coach Becht. What are you trying to find this week?
That's so when you hit control F, that tells you to find something?
Yes, you can search. You're searching.
Interesting.
On a Mac, it's command F. But
well, I think control F this week would be both our offensive and defensive identities, which you really, in my opinion, you don't really develop or understand what you are until week. If you can get it earlier than week four, you're very fortunate. But I think that we are in search of what our identity is offensively and defensively right now. Last week was a good step towards figuring it out because they exposed a lot of things that, you know, some things you thought you were good at and other things you didn't think you were so good at, and all of a sudden it's like, well, it's reversed. We're kind of good at this, and boy, we're not near as good as we thought we were at this. So we're still searching.
So you're still command F.
Command F. I thought it was control F.
I don't know how you do it on that's like, on a MacBook. It's command. It's like to the left of the space bar. There's the, you know. What a this is just great content that people are just dying for. I thought Coach GPT was a huge hit. Which, Gordy, if you remember from all the episodes that you definitely listened to last year because you were on the team, I would ask ChatGPT to do the interview for me, and it was hilarious. But I got feedback from some people that it was a little stale. So now we're doing these keyboard shortcuts, which are good because Coach Beck loves technology, and he's learning it quickly. And a lot of these, when I was going through them, I was like, hey, these actually are applicable to a football season. You're finding, you're cutting, you're pasting. You know, you're copying your
good
pasting.
Segment.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. I was fishing for that. Coach Becht, the Bombers win. You guys beat Centerville. If you guys do what? Before we get to Gordy's segment.
If we're able to establish a ground game and if we take a step forward in our special teams play, we'll win the football game.
All right. 1-1 guaranteed. Would you like to guarantee a victory?
I guarantee, Will Riley, that you will be proud of the St. X Bomber football team and the kids that are competing like crazy on Friday night. That's what I guarantee.
Okay.
And.
Comma.
And I guarantee our sponsors, Sorrento's, Cheese Pizza, CTI, Full Charge, and who are you working for now? What company?
Gecko Robotics.
Gecko Robotics.
Yeah, if you have infrastructure that is falling apart, I'm talking boilers, tanks, missile silos, nuclear submarines, those types of things. I can help you analyze that data using artificial intelligence and robotics for repair plans, capital expenditures.
Will Riley.
It's honestly pretty wild.
Dude, you are analyzing nuclear submarines.
Yeah. To be clear,
you.
Yeah, kinda. Well, I'm not actually on our government team, but that's neither here nor there.
I find incredible peace knowing that.
I'm gonna get fired and thrown into jail for this. I gotta edit this part out. To be clear, I am not designing the hardware or the software. I am making sure it gets into the hands of the people that need it the most.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
So
what do you mean I wasn't supposed to push that button?
No, Steve, your understanding of this is so bad. I literally have to edit all this out.
Well, it wasn't even red.
I'll show you guys the technology. You'll see. I know a little thing or two about ultrasonic technology now.
Oh, that is so funny.
Gordy. Oh. You and I talked briefly beforehand, so you're going to get to iterate on this as you co-host throughout the season. But similar to us, Coach, you know, me and Gordy were talking, Coach Beck and I were talking, and just like Coach Beck is always trying to become more technologically advanced, he wants to make sure he's hip and cool with the kids. Some of you remember this, and for those that don't, Coach Beck loves asking his players. He's like, you know, instead of being on your Xbox 3000 playing Death March 29, you should be studying film. He'll say things like that. Because that's what he believes to be a true video game console. In part of keeping him young and hip, I thought, Gordy, I definitely know all these words, but Gordy, we could kind of do like a spelling bee, but for some of the vernacular that's cool with the kids these days.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you have two or three this week. So you're just going to ask him, Coach Beck, you're allowed to ask Gordy the origin. You know, you can ask him to use it in a sentence. But then, ultimately, Coach Beck, you have to give the definition for what you think this word means.
So okay. It's like a spelling bee.
It's like a spelling bee, but for vocabulary.
Okay.
All right. Am I saying the first word?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start off with Riz.
What part of speech is it?
It's a noun.
A noun? Yeah, now.
Okay, use it in a sentence.
I used my Riz on while I was on a date.
Boy, that's a dangerous sentence. I used my Riz while I was on a date. A Riz is your charisma.
Yes.
Wow. There you go.
Am I in?
Yes.
Good atta job. Boy. There you go. Atta boy. Wow. There you go, Gordy. How about that? You take that, Will Riley.
That was good.
That was good.
That was really good. Yeah.
How about that?
This is a great segment already. All right. Do you
I'm feeling pretty good about myself now.
So, Coach Beck, you should try. Will you try to use it in a sentence now?
No, I will never use that in a sentence because it's – no, that's why I said I use my – okay, I'm good. I'm learning. I like
this. What if you use it in one of your pregame speeches? It's like, you know, you guys got the Riz. You got the swag. You got the confidence. The locker room would go nuts.
No, they wouldn't. They'd look at me like I had lost my mind.
Did I use that correctly there, Gordy? Like, could you have used it that way?
I mean – I don't know what our reaction to that in the locker room would be before a game, but you could try it out.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Do we want to move on to the next word?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe a little more careful when you use it in a sentence. That was
That was rough. That was nerve-wracking.
Right. Let's go with Sigma.
Sigma.
I have no idea what this is.
Oh boy, Sigma. Part of speech.
Noun.
OK, Okay. Use it in a sentence.
The football player on the field was a Sigma.
Was a Sigma. A great player.
I'm gonna go with a person who is independent, self-reliant, and strong.
That's a word you guys really use. You really use that sometimes.
You know, like I'm a Sigma male. Like I'm alpha.
A Sigma. Yeah, I don't know that one. I got what? Alpha male.
So, like in your text threads, you guys use that. You use Sigma. You're like, oh, that guy's a Sigma. It's kind of a lone wolf.
Yeah.
Spell it.
S-I-G-M-A.
Okay. I always thought that was
one of the Greek letters.
A fraternity.
It's used now today to describe someone cool.
Oh, so it's cool.
Well, that would never be used. That would never be used for us, Will Riley.
Yeah, you should not have told me that. I'm about to use that word all the time. Should that be our new intro? My best friend, colleague, co-host, mentor, mentee, and worldwide Sigma. Respect.
That's great. That's perfect.
Guy with much riz.
Gordy, remember, we are putting a lot of trust in you because I'm not going to lift these up. So if you are, just remember, you are still a student.
I hear that word. So. I'm just going to say, I hear that word, and I'm pretty certain that's what it means.
Fact check. Yeah. Fact check.
We will fact check it. All right, Gordy, thanks for joining us. We're looking forward to having you on the podcast this year. This is a good segment. Good warming here. Up. I'm excited for you to really – I think we can lean into some other things too. We got a lot going on here. Now that we got get your friends to listen and download the podcast on every computer at St. X. That's what I did just to gas up the metrics at first.
I will spread the word.
There you go. At least the Solstead family will be on.
I'm not going to tell my mom. She will.
Oh, my God. You'll tell your mom and our numbers will increase tenfold, Will Riley.
She will post it everywhere.
Yeah. So. Gordy, if you think we brought you on here for your tech skills, you're wrong. We debunked that myth right away.
Oh, man.
We'll put it
in the group me. Yeah. Make everyone watch.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen. We don't post the video.
That's funny.
All right. Coach Specht, what time is it?
The time is now, my friend. The time is now.